A word for you from Jeremiah 15 verse 19. Therefore thus says the Lord, if you return, I will restore you, and you shall stand before me. If you utter what is precious and not what is worthless, you shall be as my mouth. They shall turn to you, but you shall not turn to them. We've looked at the first part of the verse. We've spoken how God can fully restore the one who turns to God. Doesn't mean that you have to restore yourself, just turn to Him. Your mouth will be changed, your lips will speak that which is precious. Yes, the Lord will restore you to the point that you forget all about that which is worthless. Has the Lord done that in your life? Or are you still speaking, looking at, thinking about the things that are worthless? Well, then the next part of the verse does not apply to you. For it says, then you shall be as my mouth. You see, God wants to completely cleanse you, sanctify you, so that you are like His mouth, that He can speak and you speak. The very things that He's thinking of are the things you're thinking of. And then look at this amazing part of the verse. Then they shall turn to you, but you shall not turn to them. You will lead a life that is so attractive, with such a divine magnetism, that people will be drawn to you. Of course, this does not exclude evangelism. It is not excluding the command of Jesus, go ye into all the world, to the uttermost parts of the earth, to preach the gospel. But it says here, and this is so important, that when you are restored to God, when He has cleansed you, you leave that which is worthless, you speak the things which are precious, you become God's mouth. It doesn't mean that you are necessarily the minister, the preacher, the missionary, but as a Christian you are automatically a missionary. You are automatically a co-worker of Christ. And they shall turn to you. The Holy Spirit in you will be able to draw others to Himself. Not drawn to you. Don't think that they come to you as if though you can save them. No, they're drawn to the one who is in you. Is that happening to you? Is there an attractiveness? Is there the fragrance of Christ, of life, to those who are dying around you? Remember, it says, and you shall not turn to them. Don't go down to the level of sinfulness. Of course, it doesn't mean that you should be aloof, but it means that you shall not turn to their wickedness. Don't participate in the sins of those around you. Instead, let them be drawn to the righteousness which they see in you because of Christ living His life in you.